This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
This here says it's a number of fatal heart attacks hits historic low, according to a study.
People are just healthier.
Yeah. Papa Zioli said organic food is a liberal scam.
I won't go that far, but my theory is if the kids are not going to eat it, why spend all that money?
I agree. I'd say the best was I'm at the store and I'm looking at pork chops and I'm in the organic area. I don't mean to be. I'm in the whatever it is now. They have the Nature's whatever
Promise.
In ShopRite, yeah. Whatever. Then, and I'm looking over there and I go, do you have any? Like thin pork chops, you know? And the guy goes, yeah, we do over there. It's not organic, but then again, you'll probably live longer if you eat it.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, and I went, you're right, because this is we all grew up not eating organic food, and somehow we're here. We've lived. We've made it.
Yes.
We're here. But anyway, do what you want to do. I don't want to argue with you. If you love organic, please don't send me an email. Just do what you want to do. I want you to just be happy. Just be happy. That's all. Be happy.
Be happy.
Be happy. I took Patrick to see a movie over the weekend called Wonder Park.
How was it?
It was good. And we ate a pound and a half of organic popcorn each. There's nothing organic about movie theater popcorn,
no.
Which is why it's so damn good. So good. Now, Vermont is a beautiful place. I've been there a couple times, but you know, let's see. Rick is in Delco. He says, "Rick, you were there, huh?"
Hey, Rich. Love your show.
Thanks, buddy.
I just want to say I have a fever, and the prescription is for more Zioli.
I like it. We can help you, sir. We can help for sure.
But I have family that does live in Vermont for many, many years. They're now moving out. They're looking to move and sell their house. Because they're getting taxed on pension. He was a union truck driver, and also his Social Security is being taxed. The problem is they can't move because the real estate market is terrible. There is a foreclosure rate of 40% right now in Vermont.
40%? Wow.
40%. There are no jobs.
Huh. Well, that's the great work of Bernie Sanders. Why doesn't your in-laws get a job cleaning one of his four houses? Is he hiring?
or
the groundskeepers for one of his four palatial estates in Vermont?
Yeah, it's just it's a very different state.
Well, it certainly is, Rick. It sure is. Well, listen, I'm grateful that you called. And can we give Rick a pair of tickets to come to the comedy show?
Sure, if Rick
All
can
right.
come.
Rick, hopefully you can come Wednesday night. I'm going to put you on hold, okay? And then let me make sure I don't hang up on you. Okay. Joe will take your information there. Wednesday night, we're going to be at Parks Casino. It's going to be a lot of fun. A little comedy night, a little fun.
Be a lot of fun.
Be a lot of fun. That'll be Wednesday night at Parks Casino, parkscasino.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Get more tickets to give away between now and Wednesday.
Is Joe Conklin going to be there?
Joe Conklin will be there.
Awesome. He's so funny.
The man of a thousand voices.
Yes.
His Trump impression's very good, by the way. It's very good.
Yes.
It really is. He's got his mannerisms down and his the way Trump kind of goes from topic to topic. And it's good. It's good. And of course, your ticket's $20, but includes your first drink free. So what do you think about that?
Itself.
Pays for itself. Bernie Sanders hit his head on the shower over the weekend, the shower door. Poor guy. He had a big Band-Aid on his head. We don't have any audio of that, right? We don't have any audio of Bernie actually hitting his head on the door?
No, there's no.
Did you say there was a news report about it?
No, it was just that what I had was the Fox News people debating it.
Debating
it was,
Bernie hitting a shower head door.
It was not, there was no news report on it.
You ever hit a shower head door before?
Nope.
Yeah, nobody does that. Seven stitches, Dawn. Seven stitches. He hit his head, and it cracked it open, and he had to get seven stitches on Friday. He was given a clean bill of health, and it did not affect his campaigning. But he's sitting there on the table, and he's got this giant Band-Aid over his forehead. Giant Band-Aid. It looks like, I mean, it's a big gash. It's not a little cut. Seven stitches, obviously. 77-year-old took himself to walk to the Minute Clinic. Went to the Minute Clinic. And he, the senator has, he proceeded his, all of his events, he put him aside. So he showed up with a large bandage on his head, but he did not address the injury publicly. How awkward is that? He's sitting there, he's got a big Band-Aid on his head, and nobody knows why.
Did he fall in the shower?
He said that Sanders cut his head on the corner of the glass shower door, but did not fall. Did not fall. How does that happen exactly?
I just think if you say, but I did not fall.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good.
I think it's,
you know what it is? Bernie Sanders brings the megaphone with him now everywhere. I think he had the megaphone in the shower. I think he was singing in the shower. Probably some of that. What was that guy he was listening to in Russia when he was dancing with the hairless, the shirtless Russians? What was that?
He was
Arlo
singing,
Guthrie. Yeah,
Woody Guthrie.
Yeah, so he's,
this land
he's
is your land.
This land is your land and my land. After I seize all your buildings and your property, the shower's so hot. Wait till I take away hot water from everybody but you. Hot water for me, not for thee. And then boom, your damn 1% shower door.
I think that's what happened because the megaphone hit the door.
Yeah, it's true.
Bernie loves this megaphone now. He goes ever since that rally when he was out there yelling about gun control. Yep. He goes everywhere with it. And he loves to sing in the shower. He does.
Think he has a rubber ducky?
My ducky is named Vladimir, and I'm going to wolf. Where's my wife? Is she in prison yet? Come wolf for me. Come wolf for me, baby.
I don't think there's a loofah.
I got 4 houses. I got 18 showers. I got a shower. I got a steam shower. You ever take a steam shower? It's amazing. Speaking of steam, it's the only energy source Bernie's going to allow, baby. Steam. That's it. Damn it. I hit the damn shower head. Ow. Ow. You showerhead, you.
So he hit the door, though. How does that happen?
I don't know.
He was starting to open it and came back and hit him in the head?
I don't know. That doesn't seem...
I want to go out and put Karl Marx's audiobook on so I can listen to it while I lather up. But the... damn it.
You need something to listen to while you're showering, right, Bernie?
You got to have... If you can't sing, you got to listen to that. Yeah. Do you think Bernie Sanders in the shower? What kind of soap do you think Bernie Sanders uses?
Does he use soap? I mean,
He may not. He may not.
Organic soap.
My people don't like deodorant. You know, if you noticed, we smell like patchouli. We never use deodorant. They say put baking powder on. Powder. It never works.
Baking powder. Yeah.
Baking soda does not help these pits. Bernie's pits. They stink. They stink.
But they do, a lot of the hippies, they do that. You know, the free-loving organic, they don't do the deodorant.
Right.
They just put...
What do they use, ashes? Or they make soap out of...
Yeah.
Like...
When I burn the bench down to the ground, you take the ashes and put them under your pits. That's how we'll have... Oh, this damn shower door again. I like a bathtub, but I would never get out of it. I mean, literally, I couldn't get out. If I went in, I would never get out of the bathtub, is what I'm saying to you. I have 18 showers, 9 bathtubs, and a spa. I got a hot tub. None of those things will be allowed, by the way, when I'm president.
No.
None of them.
Nope.
He's got 4 houses. Which one of his showers did it occur in, or was it on the road?
It's a good question.
Amazing
yeah.
to me. He probably doesn't use soap. What is that like? Isn't there some organic hippie soap
Tom's.
That doesn't clean you?
Oh, yeah, Tom's.
Oh, they love
Tom's.
That. Tom's in
yeah,
Vermont.
Yeah, yes, yeah, because it's a Vermont
Greg,
company.
You're right.
Yes.
That's
and
what
as
it
somebody,
is.
As somebody who used to use it, I used it for a week or two. Not smelling so fresh.
Right?
I went back to Old Spice because it was not. I was like, oh, there's no chemicals in this.
Right.
You know, it's good for you. I used it, and within 2 hours, I was like, oh my God, what does that smell? Oh, it's me.
It's me. As people are walking away from
yeah,
you. You know, there's the Old Spice guy, and then there's the Tom's guy.
Yeah.
And the Tom's guy looks like Bernie Sanders and smells like him,
yeah,
too.
It's not good. It's not good.
Our dear friend Barb said that we should use Tom's for the kids, for the toothpaste for the kids, which I don't know. I mean, I that's probably fine, but I look at the ingredients. I don't think there's anything in there.
No, it's...
I think it's just air.
That's the problem, is that there's nothing that, you know, whatever you use to fight the smell and stink and everything in there is not in there.
I use Tom's organic soap and shaving cream, and it makes me smell like I work at a coal plant, which, by the way, I would seize and condemn if I'm president. No coal for you. This one is not hot enough. It's only 118 degrees. I want it hotter. Make it hotter. Turn up Bernie's water! Oh, damn it, the shower head again.
he keeps hitting his head.
I keep hitting my head on this thing. I want to have a big guess. What I use to keep myself clean, I put on some Karl Marx. He's got his own line of deodorant. Wow. It's called the 99%. Wow. It smells like a gulag. Eau de Toilette gulag is what I call it.
What is a gulag smelling?
A gulag smells. You're going to go there one day. Sorry. Most of you will, you 1% bastard Jew.
He's so angry. See, ever since he started using the megaphone, Dawn, he's gotten increasingly angrier.
He has.
That's probably why he attacked the shower door. You know, he probably mistook the shower door for a capitalist or something like that. That's terrible. Oh, wait. Let's see now. Tony's in Glen Mills. Yes, Tony.
Hey, Rich. I think Bernie might have been in the shower with the same guy that Harry Reid was on the treadmill with.
Oh, that's right. Because didn't Harry? Oh, right. Harry Reid hit his head on the treadmill.
Yes.
That's what he says happened to him, right?
That's what he said.
That story never added up for me either. By the way, you know what I mean?
None of these add up.
No, Tony, they really don't. No, thank you. I appreciate that.
Harry Reid almost lost an eye.
He did, right?
Yeah, it was like right underneath his eye that he said it was workout equipment. He was working out, and the thing snapped back and hit him in the face. Is what he said.
Listen, no, Harry Reid was a gigantic wuss. He almost lost an eye. I got a little scratch on my head, but they said, put the bandage on to look more like a real person. So I said, fine, give me the bandage, but I'm not going to say anything. I want all these people staring at my big, bald, bandaged head. Beto O'Rourke can kiss my...
I don't know what happened. Well, he hates Beto,
he does.
Too. Oh, do you think that he... I know what happened. He took out his anger on Beto at to the shower door is what happened.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he went like this. He went...
Oh, boy. I got my hands on that Beto. Oh, damn it. Oh, you know what? I'm like... Pop. Bernie can box, Beto.
It swung back at him.
It swung back and smacked him right in the head.
Face.
Bernie would love to destroy Beto O'Rourke. Steve's in Ben Salem. Hello, Steve.
Good afternoon. How you doing? I thought that was pretty funny. It's really great. But I hear he didn't even do it in the shower. I heard he was bending over to light up more incense, and then he bent down and hit his head at a quarter of the coffee table.
I love it. The patchouli was running low.
Got to cover the smell somehow.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate that. Funniest audience in radio, I'll tell you what. 855-839-1210. Well, there you go. That's the big news from the week. Again, for Bernie Sanders, we wish him the best. Imagine if when he hit his head, he became a capitalist. Like, you know those people that...
It's like a movie.
Right? It's like Freaky Friday. Or those people that get brain injuries and they're totally different.
Yes.
Harrison Ford was in one of those movies, wasn't he?
Yeah. I mean, Doc Brown slipped and he came up with the flux capacitor, so...
Yeah.
Which is what makes time travel.
That'd be amazing, Bernie.
I had an incident in the cell and I'm now a capitalist.
He's a capitalist.
I realize I have four houses and cars. I've had a government job my whole life. I haven't worked a damn day. I love it.
So
my wife keeps trying to bash me in the head to get me to change back. But she's going to be in the hoosegow soon. She'll be showering in the shower, if you know what I mean, in the federal penitentiary.
It's all alleged. We don't know
that. That'd be amazing if Bernie Sanders became a capitalist after he hit his head.
We just came up with a plot of a movie.
I like it.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful stuff.
Rizzioli 3-6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.